Fear of wasps. He tried to explain it to me, how his friend fell off his bike and broke his clavicle after a wasp flew up his shirt and stung him repeatedly, continuing to sting him even after he had fallen into the ditch and lay in the dirt howling, while my friend laughed at him, doubled over, reaching out half-heartedly, but too weak to clasp his friend's outstretched hand. The story told me almost nothing about wasps, but his failure to grasp his friend's hand puts me in mind of Adam's finger, almost but not quite touching God's. And perhaps the wasps are somehow the embodiment of the space between those two hands, that inch of not being. They are the gap my friend fears in the world, flying zeros, buzzing nihilists, their carrion-loving bodies a lacuna carried from one day into the next. It's not a fear of being stung, but of being stung and reaching out and finding nothing there. For he loved his friend, but despised him in equal measure, and the gap between these things he cannot account for.